fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 22nd day of December, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, this will be the last live broadcast we do here at Republic Broadcasting this year. We're taking off all week next week, which actually would only be 3 days because we'd be off Monday and Tuesday anyway. So, That's where we are. It is Friday, the 22nd day of December. We begin live broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show, and my show does begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, still legal in the state of California for the time being. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip of the day is to remember the reason for the season. The reason, of course, is celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that is for you, I hope that you're able to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus with your family, your friends, your church, and even your community. All right. It looks like we'll have open lines this hour. The call number is 512-248-8252. We expect to have Pastor Evan Bell the second hour and my friend Marie Lassiter the third hour. Well, what a year it's been. What a period of, when did this all begin, this insanity, the current insanity? January 2020. It'll be 4 years ago next month. I scheduled and was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise. So I'm out there in the Caribbean on a beautiful luxury liner with about a dozen of my listeners, some of whom become very good friends, by the way. And I start seeing TV reports about what's going on in China. Men walking down the street in China, falling down face first, bleeding out from something they called this coronavirus, later to be called COVID-19. Workers welding shut the doors and windows of buildings to prevent the infected people from getting out of the building. Chinese villagers building roadblocks so that nobody can get into their village. It might be infected. And all these reports on television about this very dangerous, deadly virus. Well, I talked to my friend Tim Spencer, and we agreed that we'd both be taking some precautions. I took a mental inventory of my November 95 mask, my protective clothing that I've got, the hazmat suits, and so forth. And I was satisfied I had what I needed, not knowing at the time that this was a make-believe pandemic, not anything real, but they certainly made it appear real. And then we're off to the races, aren't we? We get back from our cruise, and things deteriorated very rapidly, where we had all these mask mandates, social distancing, lockdowns. What'd it say, 10 days to flatten the curve? Was that the term they use? It was misinformation, lies, disinformation that got most of the Western world to believe it was real, including, I would say, the majority of Americans. I went along with it for about 2 weeks. It took me about 3 to 4 weeks to figure out the whole thing was a scam. And I can't speak for the rest of you how long it took you to figure it out. But I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it was scary. They convinced the right people in the right places to close businesses. And as my friend Sam Andrews, my Monday guest, points out, when you're driving through West Memphis, that's the right across the river from Memphis, Tennessee, West Memphis, Arkansas. You're going past all the churches that were closed on Sunday and casinos that were open on Sunday. Now, what's wrong with that picture? We had one pastor that decided to have his church take place in an open field where they had electronics set up to talk to people on their car radios, where people drove up to the service, remained in their cars with the windows up, and the pastor preaching through their radios. And they got shut down. What's wrong with that? Turned out it was true. I when I first heard the following was true, I thought, this can't possibly be true, but it was. The 6-foot social distancing came from a term paper done by a freshman in high school. I thought, this can't possibly be true. It turns out it was. She was the daughter of a man who worked for the National Institute of Health. He read his daughter's term paper. He thought, this is great. We'll make this national policy. No basis in science, no basis in medicine whatsoever. Just the thoughts of a 14-year-old high school student who was writing a term paper. And the whole country adopted that. Wearing masks. Now, there's some controversy about what a virus is and what it's not. And I'm not going to get into that, quite frankly. But if you put on a mask and you can smell cigarette smoke or smell smoke from a candle, it obviously is not going to stop something as small as a virus particle. Clearly, obviously, it's not going to do that. But that became mandates also, didn't it? Now, fast forward just a couple of months. I'm going to go to my website. For those of you who don't know, my website is thelibertyman.com. And when you scroll down at my website, it's set up in panels of three across, left to right. The second row of panels down, you'll see in red letters, John's warning about COVID vaccines, May 7th, 2020. Now, by then, the lockdowns were in full force. I recall driving through my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri, at high noon on a weekday, when typically the roads would be just, you know, pretty packed with all kinds of traffic, commercial passenger vehicles and so forth, school buses. And so I'm doing that. I'm driving speed limit on this particular interstate, I think was 60 miles an hour. I look in front of me. I can see 3/4 of a mile. I see maybe one or two vehicles. I look in my rearview mirror. I can see back behind me 1/2 mile, 3/4 of a mile, maybe one or two vehicles. That was scary. It's like something out of some kind of science fiction movie. But May the 7th, 2020, I'm doing a show with Dr. Horowitz. I said the following. It's an 8-minute clip there. You can listen to it yourself. It took a while to find this clip. I knew it was there. It took me quite a while to find it, but I found it, and it's posted there. First statement in those 8 minutes. You cannot develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months or less. It can't be done, despite what Anthony Fauci said. Unless you skip the human trials, you can't have a vaccine released for the public in 9 months or less. That was my first statement. My first statement, my belief, I had no evidence at the time, but I've been a criminal defense investigator for half a century, I guess. It was my first murder case in the fall of 1973. My belief that the vaccines were already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed, that's proven to be true. Now, here we are, it'll be 2024 here in just over a week. And here's where we are at the moment. A 20% increase in all-cause mortality. Now, one of the things we saw a lot of beginning in 2020 was manipulation of data, manipulation of the things we need to know to make decisions by. One of the things they can't manipulate is the raw number of death certificates. No matter what's on those death certificates, what they can't manipulate is the number of death certificates themselves. Now, keep that in mind when I tell you the following. A 20% rise in all-cause mortality. Now, that's about as scary can get. Quite frankly, a 3% rise in all-cause mortality would be reason for all state governments and the federal government to say, what the hell is going on? But that didn't happen, not that I know of. So, and that began, by the way, that dramatic rise in all-cause mortality began January 2021, when the vaccines were released, almost immediately. Within days, a couple weeks at the most, what began the rise in all-cause mortality. Now, Karen Kingston, I'm a big fan of Karen. She is a brilliant woman, does some great research. Her belief is that this coming year, which begins in just over a week, the 2024 will be the year of dramatic rise in disabilities. That's her prediction, not mine. The following year, 2025, is just over a year away, will be the dramatic rise in people dying, even more so than what we've got now. Now, all things being equal, I believe we'll see an increase in all-cause mortality during calendar year 2024. Of course there will be. My friend... Deputy Hendricks down in Mississippi, we are friends. He's been to my hometown here. I've been to his. He says he's already seeing what I predicted happen in his neighborhood, an increase in homes, real estate for sale, and motor vehicles for sale. Those are two items that are most highly visible in our society, in our culture, when they come up for sale. Slightly less visible is artwork, guns, furniture, boats, airplanes, motorcycles, which I'm sure I haven't looked into it, quite frankly, but I'm sure we're always seeing an increase in those items coming up for sale. Why is that? Because people that own them are dying, and the heirs don't necessarily want them or need them, or they'd rather turn that airplane, that boat, that gun, that nice piece of artwork, that nice piece of furniture into cash because, well, they don't need two $2,000 leather sofas in their living room. They only need one. They already got one. So what are they going to do? They're going to sell the second one, aren't they? Many other things. That's the top of my list that are going to be coming up for sale as a consequence of the 20% increase in all-cause mortality. Now, right here in my neighborhood is, quite frankly, it's the National Forest. I can't see another home from my home, even with the leaves off the trees. I can see the lights from the two nearest by homes if I look just the right direction. But it's a pretty isolated area. Mostly National Forest with some ranches and some single-family homes here and there. My zip code, 65456, has no post office, has no retail store, has no gas station, has two churches that I can think of in our zip code, and the American Legion Post, where I'm the commander. And that's pretty much about it, other than the homes of where the people live. I believe the population of the entire zip code may be 500 men and women and children, and that's, quite frankly, very optimistic. It may be less than that. I could check with the postmaster and find out, but it's a small area. And even in our small area, I'm aware of two fatalities and one serious injury. One fatality, internationally known rock star Rusty Young, one of the founding members of the well-known band Poco. He and his wife went through a drive-through facility to get their drive-through clot shot, which he stuck his arm out the window of his beautiful Porsche. 32 days later, he's dead. Another neighbor, who will remain unnamed since he's still alive, I don't want to embarrass him publicly, lives right down the street from me. He and his wife got the clot shot. About 7 or 10 days later, the helicopter, the emergency helicopter, picks him up with his heart beating 300 times per minute. Well, they did a procedure where they basically used some kind of electrical probe to kill the part of his heart that allows it to beat that fast, so it can't beat that fast anymore. Not telling him that the most likely reason for this otherwise healthy man who's out doing manual labor at least 5, very likely 6 days a week on his ranch down there. Not telling him that the clot shot was the most likely reason for his heart to do that, what it did. Another friend of mine, Jesse. Jesse was a great guy, a retired auto worker. He worked for the union, helping resolve issues between the workers and Chrysler Automotive. Army veteran. His sister had to get the clot shot to keep her job. So to show solidarity with his sister, he agreed to get the clot shot also. He thought that would help her give her peace of mind. She didn't want to get it. Over the next year, I watched my friend Jesse's health deteriorate. I watched his personality change. Then one day I'm at the post office. The postmaster says, "Oh, John, Jesse hasn't been in all week." And she says, "He's never done this." I said, "Okay, Cindy, I guess I better go check on him." I drive up there with my wife, and I find him deceased in his home. He'd been dead for about 5 days, 6 days, whatever it was. And, of course, I called the proper authorities and his wife, and all that got taken care of. We have our first caller here. We got JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, John. I'd like to wish you and your family, your beautiful wife, a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
I've been on this train, and this is...
Hold on to the break here.
Okay.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
No food, no lights, no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have a Christmas special going on. Christmas sale on energy cleaners that ends at midnight tonight. Listen carefully. It's a bit different than any other I've ever done. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and here's the different part. An additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal. Now, that sale ends at midnight tonight, the 22nd day of December. JP, you got cut off by the break. What's your question or comment, sir?
I've been a fan of yours for a while, John, and I got to give you props, man. At the very beginning of all this, you're one of the only few people on air with the kahuna to go out and tell the truth. And you must have saved millions of people.
I would like to thank millions. I didn't save my own daughter and her family because she paid attention to some guy with letters behind his name instead of her father. But I did what I could. Thank you.
That happened with my family, too. My own sister went batshit crazy after taking a third vax. She's got dementia, you know. I don't know what to do with some people.
How old is your sister?
She's in her 60s now, but
well, that's too young. That's way too young. Yeah.
She really had a PhD, highly intelligent, no children, independent. And then she lost everything, her apartment, her house, and she just wanders the streets, you know, that's how bad it is. And I was trying to get her a disability and all that, but it's really difficult. Anyways, I want to get back to the kill shot. I was briefed on this, John, in 2012 with remote viewing. I knew this was coming. And if you look back in our patterns, John, I mean, you go back to World War One, the Spanish flu. These are DOD creations, unfortunately, and the elites that create these, in the Spanish flu, for example, they gave it to GIs. The GIs went to Spain.
In Kansas, they were injected in Kansas, and they spread all over the planet.
Exactly. And the same thing happened 100 years later, literally 100 years, like Bo Pony. Have you ever looked into him? He's on Greg Hunter. Greg Hunter's also a guy that's been out against the vax. But he talks about the biblical prophecies and how they happen in patterns. So I think this is going to be much bigger than the Spanish flu, over 100 million. If you calculate AIDS mixed in with this, people that three or four, you know, they got turbo cancer, AIDS. And then the biggest thing that worries me, John, is the military. I mean, 98% of our military has been jabbed now. They might have got a special badge.
But. Well, my Tuesday guest, Cindy, she sent me an article. I read the headline, not the article itself, but apparently the Department of Defense is, quote-unquote, looking into if the vaccines caused harm or not. Well, they already had a lieutenant colonel in charge of certifying the physical fitness of pilots down in Alabama, letting them know more than a year ago that they need to stop the vaccines, but they didn't.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be in the billions of casualties, a long-term, and it's a slow scale, but if you look at the scale of death, I think it's over time with AIDS, and unfortunately at my old church, I watched guys die of AIDS. It took a few years, but at the end, they looked normal and healthy, and they got a cold or something, and they were dead. Done. So that's how it happens. And we're witnessing right now, I think we're going to witness billions of deaths over the next few years, unfortunately.
Oh, we will. Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. No doubt in my mind.
Yep. So I'm prepared. You're prepared. Your audience is prepared. And as long as we're ready for it, I think we got some hard times ahead. But God bless you, John, for being a shining light. And you always speak the truth. God bless you for that, sir.
Thank you, JP. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I find it rather ironic that I warned hundreds of thousands. I doubt that it was millions. I have an outreach and it's not millions, but it's hundreds of thousands between all the archives. I have archives on 10 platforms, 10 or 12. It's a bunch. That despite my warnings that went all over the planet, because this show reaches all over the planet, I was unable to reach my daughter. I only have the one child. That's my daughter and her husband. And her and her husband decided to get the clot shot. And they decided to give it to their teenage children that are now seniors in high school, a boy and a girl, twins. And she told me after the fact, I can quote pretty much direct verbatim, "Oh, Dad, I didn't want to worry you." Right. She didn't want to worry me. She knew that I was warning her not to get the clot shots. Otherwise, how would she know that it would worry me? Of course, she knew it would worry me because I've told her and I've talked about the clot shots before she got them. And I've come to accept that reality as being the way it is. I know I sleep well at night knowing I did everything I could to protect her and her family from the clot shot. And they went ahead and did what they did anyway. Here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I might have forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is Friday, the 22nd day of December. Yes, my website is thelibertyman.com. I want to give a shout out to my new webmaster. He jumped in there after Tim Spencer passed, and things were, quite frankly, in great disarray with my website. He got it reorganized, got it up and running again, and he's been maintaining it for us. His first name is Jason. Jason, thank you very much. I know Jason typically doesn't listen. He's an IT guy, and I don't think he listens to the show that much. But thank you, Jason, for your help in getting this website back up and running. And thank you to my lovely wife for the new graphic logo that she developed for me. Beautiful graphic she did. And the website is something I'm very proud of because it's a lot of work, over 9 gigabytes of information there. You can spend a lot of time at my website. Now, I do offer various products for sale, products that I believe in, products that most of them I use. I don't use the log homes yet. I might have a beautiful log home built as a guest house at some point in the future, but products that I trust that will be good for you. The most recent one being all the LifeWave products. I use they manufacture a line of patches that help with health and well-being. I used a sleep patch last night. I get a great night's sleep pretty much every night, but on one hand. On the other, with a sleep patch, it was an even more restful and more rejuvenating sleep. And the energy patch, the X39, I'll be putting it on here in a little bit. It's last 12 hours to help you with improved energy, and your brain works quicker and better, better memory and so forth with the X39 patch. I just got a big delivery yesterday of all these patches. Check out all the LifeWave products at my website and try it out for yourself. See what you think. And of course, the Christmas sale on energy cleaners goes through midnight tonight, midnight the 22nd of December. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And here's what's different and new: an additional 10% off the entire order if you use PayPal. And that sale runs until midnight tonight. It's going to be an interesting year ahead of us. A lot of people prognosticating whether there will or will not be an election November of 2024, a presidential election, I should say. I believe there will be. I know that the powers that be are scrambling, desperate, to make sure President Trump is not on the ballot at the very top of their food chain, their command and control people. I think they probably know they're going to lose all those battles. Of course, they have a plan B and a plan C. Plan B is to, once again, have mail-in ballots. They have no hope whatsoever of electing Joe Biden or whoever Democrat may be, whether it's the governor of California, Newsom, or somebody else. They have no chance whatsoever of winning unless they have mail-in ballots. Now, mail-in ballots would be done most likely using another make-believe pandemic, or so much civil disorder in this country, which might be called civil war, that authorities are claiming that mail-in ballots are the safe way to have an election. I believe the pump is being primed for both to take place. I don't know which one will be the one that moves forward. I don't see either one having traction at the moment. Now, Barack Hussein Obama, was him and his husband, Michael, were helping produce the film that just came out in the last couple of weeks. And another film titled Civil War, which comes out March, about 3 months away, March 24th, I believe. That may be the plan, the blueprint for giving the excuse for mail-in ballots. The first one was Leave the World Behind. Excellent movie. I highly recommend it. And my wife and I watched it last weekend. The new movie, Civil War, you can see trailers for it. It won't be released until March of this coming year. That may be the blueprint to give them the pretext. They need a pretext. They need a reason to have mail-in ballots. Otherwise, if there's free and fair elections, it's hopeless. Now, here in Missouri, I'm working with several people, and I'll be talking to somebody today about the following, proposing that Missouri go statewide to have paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct with all voting taking place in one day and no mail-in ballots. Now, it's not a big deal. Your typical precinct has 300 to 500 voters or so, I believe. I might be wrong, but that's my belief. Typically, you're going to have about 6 men and women. There could be 8 or 10. That many men and women can hand count that many ballots in, half an hour at the most. Half an hour. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. Is it old-fashioned? Yes, it's old-fashioned. on one hand. On the other, it's the best way I'm aware of to ensure a safe and secure election. I am an international speaker. I've spoken in the Philippines. I've spoken in Prague, Czech Republic, where they had a terrible shooting a day or two ago. But my speaking engagement in the Philippines, I was speaking at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines, the equivalent of the Federal Reserve. I was in the Philippines to help with a very dear friend of mine who had pancreatic cancer, and his family needed somebody to get on a plane. I got a call at noon on Saturday, letting me know what happened. They asked me if I had a passport. I said, of course I got a passport. Nobody in the entire family had a passport. Noon the next day, I was on a plane to the Philippines. While I was there, I was invited to do the speaking engagement. So we're driving up there from Manila, and it was about a one-hour drive. We get to this development, about 2,000, maybe 3,000 feet above sea level. It was very high up, which made a nice, despite being that close to the equator, a very nice climate that high above sea level. We get to the gate. There's two armed guards. They got submachine guns. These guys don't mess around. Very serious. Armed guards with submachine guns at the gate. It gives the whole term gated community a different meaning to it. 40 acres of homes that look like Southern California ranch-style homes. 40 acres of homes that look like Swiss chalets. 40 acres of homes that look like Spanish haciendas. Three golf courses, nine restaurants. Very elegant. We get to the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines. A home where you could grow up and reach your 18th birthday and never set foot in the kitchen. Why would you do that? Go into your kitchen? Why would you go do that? You never get a driver's license or learn how to drive. We have people do that for you. This is true wealth at this level. And I talked about primarily about the topic of Planet X and rising ocean levels, but I also talked about survival. And during when my presentation was over, I was talking to one of the guests. He was a Filipino doctor. He spends 6 months a year making buckets full of money in the United States and 6 months a year back in his home country helping his people in the Philippines with his medical services. And he says, oh, John, we're going to get electronic voting machines. And he was proud and happy and smiling that in the Philippines they're going to get electronic voting machines. So I listened to him politely and I said, Doc, listen, please don't do that. Please don't do that. Listen to me. I know you know the heavy movers and shakers in this country. If you want to have fair and honest elections, please don't get electronic voting machines. You want paper ballots counted at the precinct. That's what you want. Now, I don't know what effect that conversation had. I hope it had some effect. I don't know what they did in the Philippines. So they moved forward or not to get the electronic voting machines. I quite frankly have not looked into it. I've been aware of voter fraud, and I've seen it firsthand going back as far as, let's say it was the, we had a ballot referendum here in Missouri on concealed carry. I'm going to say it was around 1990. I might be off a year or two either way. It doesn't really matter what particular year it was. A ballot referendum in all 113 counties in Missouri. And of course, I'm one of the pro-gun guys, pro-Second Amendment guys. And we had a campaign headquarters in St. Louis County, North St. Louis County. And we're there hoping to celebrate the passage of this referendum. And we're watching the votes come in from all over the state on the television. And it's very clear by 7 p.m., it's very clear that we're winning. And no doubt whatsoever. Right at 7 p.m., the St. Louis County tabulators counting the votes, which was a computer, they said, stopped and shut down. It broke. And the ballots continued to come in. About 2 hours later, every county in Missouri has got their votes tabulated, and we've clearly won, except St. Louis County. We don't know. All of a sudden, the St. Louis County computers counting the ballots fixed themselves, and we lost. So I sat there and watched this happen. It was so disappointing. It was very clear to everybody there what took place. Very clear. Fast forward a couple of years to 1994. I was the director of security for the Missouri statewide anti-gambling campaign. And my last assignment, I was working as doing executive protection for the statewide coordinator, and she was assigned to, she took care of being a poll watcher, and she was registered with the St. Louis City Election Commission to be a registered poll watcher herself and another woman, and I'm there standing off to the side making sure everybody's safe when father of the mayor at that time, Mayor Bosley, Mayor Freeman Bosley's father walked in. He was the city council person from that precinct. He approached these two women. They were white women, and it was a very 100% black community, that part of St. Louis. Asked them who they were. They identified themselves. He ordered them to leave. They refused. He said, "I'm going to call the police." They said, "We think you should call the police." So two officers show up in uniform, and they listen to Alderman Bosley, and they listen to these two women, and the police officer told Alderman Bosley to take a hike. He was fuming mad. That particular precinct, for decades, had more ballots come out the door than they had voters go in the door. That was well known and well understood. Everybody knew it. Nobody did anything about it. But it was well known. No secret at all. Now, that's two personal observations I made. Now, one, I got secondhand, but it's several reliable sources. One of the counties nearby, Dent County, the county seat is Salem, right next door to my county, Crawford County. On election night, the ballots are being counted in the county courthouse there in Salem, which I've been in a county courthouse many times. I had a murder trial there. And all of a sudden, a county maintenance truck hits the utility pole that provided electricity for the courthouse. The lights went out on one hand. On the other, the ballot counting went on. And the powers that be that had their slate of candidates, guess what? All their people got elected. So I'll be working with men and women in my state to have statewide elections take place on one day with paper ballots with a carbon copy counted at the precinct. No mail-in ballots. Now, you can still do absentee voting. Now, that's not mail-in ballots. That means physically going to the courthouse or the designated location where the voting takes place, presenting identification, and voting in person. Just doing it ahead of time. No mail-in ballots. It's very secure, just as secure as normal voting on voting day. So if you have a funeral you got to go to, a vacation that was planned, a business trip that can't be changed, you can go ahead and vote absentee by that process, which is very safe and secure. No problem with that whatsoever. We were asleep at the wheel, ladies and gentlemen. We allowed our enemies being the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, to seize control of our republic. There was an effort to have and recruit and vet 4,000 men and women to be ready to be appointed by President Trump once he gets elected. Because that's what the executive branch does. They have 4,000 appointees. It'll take place right after he gets inaugurated, he or she. No woman president yet. I That I'm very hopeful that that will be a successful and a good program. It has every possibility of becoming that. I no longer support President Trump in the way I did before him. I will reluctantly vote for him because there's no better choice, quite frankly. There really isn't, on one hand. On the other, the reason I no longer support President Trump in the way I did previously is because of his continued support for Operation Warp Speed. It's Davis' voice. Here's our last break this hour.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Company! Pick! Bayonets! Move! Ah! Right! Face! Hard! Hard! Pull them left!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 22nd day of December. We're now joined by Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Viburnum, Missouri. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning. So good to be with you again, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. The prep tip of the day is to remember the reason for the season. The reason, of course, being the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, of course, you being an ordained minister, you've had professional training in all the nuances of what took place on that day. We're not sure of the day, but December 25th is a good day as any that we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's try to focus on the good parts of this. There's so much bad things going on in the world, but let's try to focus on the birth of our Lord Jesus and what that means to us and to the world, if we could, sir.
Absolutely. You know, John, I've read in my life, in my study in seminary, and just throughout life, so many arguments for and against the birth of Christ in December, and it really doesn't matter. Sometimes I read, one common claim that he was not born in December is that it was too cold for shepherds to be in the fields. And I have to think this was written by a Scottish theologian from the Highlands. I looked up yesterday the weather report for Christmas Eve in Bethlehem in Israel, and it's going to be 60 degrees in the day and low 50s at night. And any first century shepherd that could not endure some sort of temperature like that was certainly not worth his salt.
I think so. Well, I don't want to dwell on that because I don't believe it is all that important on him. But the Romans were voracious record keepers, great details of records. And Joseph and Mary made this trip. It had to do with Roman taxes. And was it to pay taxes or to be part of a census? But it was related to Roman taxing protocols. Wasn't that the reason for their trip in the first place?
Yeah, and Romans kept better record than the Hebrews. They just plain did. We have many Roman Empire records existent today.
So we know because of those records, the approximate month at least that this trip would have taken place, don't we?
Sure we do. But I'll go back to your original statement. Any day of 365, history has chosen it, and we're just going to go with it.
Well, I agree absolutely. You know, it's a nuance that the exact date doesn't matter. In fact, I sometimes watching some films where I think maybe even the Crocodile Dundee the movie, the first one, he was asked when he was born. I think his response was in the wintertime. The exact date of the birth of our Lord Jesus doesn't matter. All that does matter is the well-documented fact that he was born, correct?
Absolutely. And we'll take it in December. It's
Why not?
Why not?
We have a top of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.